home of the New York City Ballet, one of the greatest and perhaps most creative ballet companies in the world, this theater is an ode to the dancers within. An iconic example of mid-century design, this life-size jewel box delights more than 500,000 visitors a year. Look up at the terrace windows. The curtains you see are made up of 8 million gold medal beads, one for every citizen of New York City when the theater opened to the public in 1964. Now direct your steps toward the golden doors of the theater and peer in. Step inside the lobby to peek at works by Jasper Johns, Lee Bontecue, and Yasuhide Kobashi. For a more in-depth view of all that lies inside, take a look at your device. Architect-critic Paul Goldberger said of the space,
"I love the way you come up the stairs and the grandeur of the space always comes as a little bit of a surprise, even if you've been in it 100 times.
Feel free to remain in the lobby or step outside as we tell you more about the theater's history. New York City Ballet was the brainchild of George Balanchine, one of the 20th century's most prolific choreographers and arts aficionado Lincoln Kirstein. Balanchine, known as the father of American ballet, revolutionized the art form by de-emphasizing plot to focus on movement and music alone.
This is all right.
There's no such thing as inspiration. It's not anything that it's all of a sudden like a stomach ache or something. You have to work through certain things and sweat and understand, and you must know how to put together things, you know.
We don't create, actually. We assemble.
Balanchine's philosophy held that the music should inspire and inform the dance, and his successor carries on the tradition today.
I'm Peter Martens. I'm the ballet master in chief of the New York City Ballet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When I take the final rehearsal, first and foremost, I expect is beyond the music. By that I mean, don't lag behind, don't be ahead of the music. So the music is the guiding force here.
When you're ready, find your way back to the Koch Theater doors, face the fountain, and take a left to walk the length of the covered walkway. Former New York City Ballet principal dancer Wendy Whalen gives us a taste of what life was like in her slippers.
The curtain goes up and it's a little chill. So that's exhilarating also. And then you start to feel the people out there, and then it's a whole other world.
One where each dancer wears through almost 100 pairs of pointe shoes and 2,280 hours of dancing per season. Photos taken by the dancers themselves capture a day in the life on your device.
Hi, my name is Maria Karowski. I'm a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet. Symphony in C, it's such a special ballet. Even though the choreography speaks for itself, but you put a man and woman on stage, Balanchine said, there's a story. So, you know, there is a story there already. It's just how you're going to interpret it and bring it to life. I think the performance is that one place where you can escape everything and just be in the moment and just have that thrill and that ride and that adrenaline rush. Just to feel the energy of everybody else on stage, it's a pretty amazing thing.
Press play to see Maria dazzle in Balanchine's finale of Symphony in C.